Students at Eastern are okay, although Richmond itself seemed to be pretty hard hit. 5 or 6 deaths reported. They are yet unconfirmed there. That's unofficial, but one of the parents from of one of the students at Eastern had contacted his son and passed along the information, and for that we are grateful. Also, a lady called who has relatives at Painville, a small community near Brandenburg, where the terrible tragedy occurred this afternoon, perhaps as many as 30 killed there in the tornado. She tells me that Painville seemed to have been left alone by the tornado that cut through the area there in Irvington and Brandenburg. She's not so sure about the Midway community. There's been much concern about these communities, these small communities, perhaps some of them between Brandenburg and Irvington, because communications were lost in the area. Again, Painville, near Brandenburg, seemed to have been spared by the tornado this afternoon. No serious damage or injuries reported there. Midway, perhaps a little damage, but we've got no reports of casualties there. Milt?
Byron, what is the present state? Do we have any tornado watches anywhere in Kentucky or southern Indiana at this moment?
I would say if we have any tornado watches still posted, Milton, and I can't be sure, but I'd say if we have any posted at all, it would be in the extreme eastern Kentucky area.
All right.
I don't think we have any in southern Indiana or this area.
There are some...
But I don't believe there are anything here. We do have the severe thunderstorm warning, but no tornadoes.
All right. Hello?
Yes, sir. This is George Davison at WHO in Des Moines calling. And I wonder if you could possibly tell us just what's the situation in Louisville right now.
Well, the situation is that they're mopping up. There's a curfew, Mr. Davidson. There have been a death toll in the state of Kentucky, unconfirmed and unofficial so far, or confirmed really, but unofficial, of 66, which seems to be more than in any of the 8 or so states that have been devastated. Nobody seems to have been hurt worse than Kentucky, with a possible exception of a small community known as Brandenburg, in which the death count was upwards of 25 to 30 today. We are having severe thunderstorms at the moment, and the death toll ranks from 66 in Kentucky down to 1 in Michigan, Tennessee, and Georgia.
What's the situation in the city of Louisville itself right now?
Well, we have elements of the National Guard and the law enforcement agencies of the county and the city, and there is a curfew. Mandatory, absolute curfew in certain devastated portions. Hold on, please, operator. And there is a semi-curfew generally, and there is a there's rain coming down now. We're expecting a thunderstorm. We're in the midst of it, and it's a mopping up operation now with a great deal of damage and a number of deaths.
Now, in the city of Louisville itself, do you have any count on the deaths right now?
I think it's about 5.
Okay, that tallies with figures that we had heard earlier this evening here in Des Moines. Of course, tornadoes are nothing new to us up here, but what about the Louisville area? Are tornadoes really that common in your territory?
Tornado warnings are common, but we have not been devastated like this maybe once in the history of the community, and I don't know by the time this is all in whether or not it may be a dubious historical first.
We'd heard some reports that there had been some looting in a rather extensive section of Louisville.
There's probably some truth to that, and for that reason they have buttoned that area up quite well, because one of the sections that was hit was precisely as you described, a very expensive residential area.
Now, what about the city of Louisville? Will it be able to return to normal tomorrow, or does it look like it's going to take some time to get Louisville back on its feet?
I'd have to give you a partial answer in that. It's going to limp along in some areas, and in other areas there is federal aid on its way and state aid. Newsman Bob Johnson is here, and he may want to. This gentleman's from WHO, Bob.
George Davison, Bob, in Des Moines. We're on Country Music USA, and I assume that we're live on the air on WHAS also?
That's right.
The situation is this. Substantial parts of the community are without water. The power to the Louisville Water Company works is out. A major substation was destroyed by the tornado. The schools will be closed tomorrow. Many of the major industries will be closed tomorrow. The University of Louisville will be closed tomorrow, all because, basically, of the water situation. Many areas here in Louisville do not have any water pressure at all right now because of the fact that they are not pumping it from the water company.
Is this because of the lack of electric power?
That's right. A major substation was knocked out in the area near the water company works. And since late this afternoon, they've not been able to process any water, and we are getting calls from people now who say there is no water pressure at all in many parts of the city.
Mm-hmm. What kind of warning did the city of Louisville have that this was coming?
Substantial warning. There were warnings out for many hours prior to this time that had hit at about 4:30 this afternoon, and that may well be one factor in the fact that the death toll is reasonably low here, even though the destruction is beyond belief in some parts of the community.
Bob, describe some of that destruction for us.
Well, I have been working on television all day, and all I have seen are our film reports, and what you have are whole neighborhoods wiped out. Very large, very expensive homes in some parts of the community, very old homes in other parts that have all but been flattened. You see pictures of the neighborhoods that once were the epitome of gracious living, and now they look like battle scenes.
What about rescue attempts? Were there people trapped in some of these gracious homes?
There may well still be. They have moved in bulldozers, heavy equipment. They have sealed these areas off to people, and they are now digging through them to see whether people are trapped. It is entirely possible that people were able to take shelter in their basement. It's possible people might be trapped there. There are indications. We have had phone calls tonight from worried people who say they have no contact with friends or relatives who lived in this area. Now, whether these people are trapped, whether they made their way out and have gone someplace else and are beyond communicating with their relatives, I don't know. But it is indicative of the probability that when they get into these areas that you are going to have more casualties.
Now, has any centralized area been set up yet for the death count, for notifying relatives, victims, this sort of thing?
Well, this is Metz, and there are a number of such stations. Mostly they are aid stations, but the death count here has not been, fortunately, that large. It is fragmentary, and we don't even have all the names of the deceased. One of the difficulties and the frustrating things for people is that some 55,000 phones, in addition to the other utilities that Johnson told you about, are out of order, and people cannot communicate. That's one of the reasons why we're utilizing this.
I can understand, and we don't want to tie up your phone lines any longer. And we thank you very, very much for filling us in on this situation in Louisville, Kentucky.
Thank you for your interest, Davidson.
Thank you very, very much, sir.
Bye-bye. 585-2385. This is Milton Metz, and this is Glenn Baston.
I may add, correct one point, Milt. I've been in contact with a phone company, and we had a typographical error in our counting of the number of phones out. They tell us that it could well go to 55,000, but right now they are estimating 15,000. Now, there apparently is some concern about the water that is available to us. There's nothing wrong with the water. The water is fine. We had some calls, should it be purified? Is there danger within the water? As far as we can tell, there's nothing wrong with the water that's available to us. What is available is very limited. The supply is getting short. It looks like it's going to be dawn before they get the pumping station back in order so that they can start filling the pipes again. So the urgent appeal to those in the Louisville Water District is that they conserve, that they not use water at all unless it's absolutely necessary. But if it is necessary, the water that is available is safe.
Very good. Bob?
One point, Milton, before I go, and that is that apparently during the early part of the broadcast, or perhaps more recently, there was some question as to where people should report if they wanted to volunteer tomorrow morning. It is to the County Works Department station at Hubbard's Lane and US 42. Brownsboro Road. You were familiar with that area, Milton?
Yes, that quarry.
That's right.
That's one of the stations where you take your leaves.
That's right. It's a recycling center, too. People in the East End should know where it is. It's just off Brownsboro Road, U.S. 42, on Hubbard's Lane. And if you want to volunteer, we are told by a chap who was listening to you and made a series of inquiries that produced this information, the place to go, and that's right off the Indian Hills area.
I wonder if that is the A district that we had.
It used to
about.
Be at one time, but they are now located a little bit further east, I believe, on it's just off Shelbyville Road, and in the confusion of all this, the name of the street escapes me. It's not important tonight, but
right.
It's further east.
Thank you,
They
Bob.
Used to be there.
Byron?
Milt, a quick note. Glenn Baston mentioned that we are fortunate in one respect, and that is that our water supply is, at least what we have now, seems to be pure. However, an unofficial source in Brandenburg, but a gentleman who probably should know, told me earlier this evening that Brandenburg's water supply seems to be contaminated, and there apparently is some danger there. So we'll be getting, hopefully, some good reports out of Brandenburg come daylight. And we hope to be able to straighten out some facts and help out some people who are very concerned about their relatives around Brandenburg.
Thank you very much, Byron. Hello. Come in, please.
Yeah, this is John Daly. I know if Philip Morse will be working tomorrow night.
I don't have any direct information, sir, but I would doubt it. I think until the water situation is cleared up, people are going to be in an industry is going to be in a holding pattern. But I can't honestly tell you that I know for sure.
Do you know if the banks will be open or not tomorrow?
Well, we have no word about that. Uh-huh. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you, then.
Thank you. Hello, Metz here. Come in, please.
This is McGarry, and I just came from Merchants of Duty over King's Daughters and Sons home. There's a damage is extensively, and the roof is off of the new part of the building. Trees are uprooted. There is no one hurt.
Oh.
A number of the patient's relatives have called me since I work over there. And I thought I'd better tell you that everybody is safe, and they've been moved to a safe area.
How good of you to call. Now, what is the exact location of King's Daughter?
On Stevens and, it's just south of Eastern Parkway, one block. I can't think of the name. But it's just off of Newburg on Stevens.
Very good. I appreciate your calling. That'll set a lot of people's minds to rest.
Yes, thank you. And everyone is safe. No one was hurt.
Good.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. That's on King's Daughter, an all-safe report. We have talked to Vice President of LG&E, Curtis Craig. Our word from that important utility is that they have 700 regular workers and about 225 additional men out on the job trying to restore power. The men are accompanying police and firemen to turn off the gas main uprooted by trees being overturned. That has happened in some instances. They now expect it to be at least 7 hours before they can get an electric line back into the water company. Now, this is crucial because without the electric power going into the water company, there can't be force to pump the water out. So it becomes extremely necessary that you conserve water. Don't be worried because chances are by morning, extensive work will be done on it, but it'll be at least 7 hours before they can get an electric line back into the water company and enable it to pump the much-needed water. So be calm, but be very conservative about the water supply in your house. This is River City Radio 84, WHAS in Louisville, Kentucky, just 1 minute before 1 o'clock. Hello?
Yes, I'd like to know if you all had anything about Bowling Green, Quality, or Morgantown, Kentucky.
Bowling Green?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any word on Bowling Green, ma'am. I think in this case that no news is good news, and perhaps we'll get a call from somebody who's closer to the scene and be able to give you a more definite answer.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was more interested in Quality than I was Bowling Green.
Well, wait a minute. I may be premature in that. I think there have been some fatalities in Bowling Green. Other than that, I can't tell you the extent of the damage. Maybe we'll get another report on that.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hello, Metz here.
Could you give me some information on Maysville, Kentucky, please?
I don't have any information on Maysville. I would take the hope that somebody listening to your question may call us in with some specific information, as they've been good enough to do on some other communities.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. It's 1 o'clock, and WHAS will be on all night with reports about the damage, with reports about what you can do, and with reports about what the officials and the workers are doing in utilities and the law enforcement people in this area. My number is 585-2385. Be judicious in your calls to us. If you have something newsworthy or noteworthy that you think the public should know about, by all means, call me. My number is 585-2385. If you're outside of our immediate local area, the area code is 502. You want to dial direct, and my number locally is 585-2385. Bob?
Milton, the Weather Bureau, and we may have had this on, but I just noticed that the Weather Bureau is saying this is the worst series of tornadoes since the Palm Sunday disaster in 1965. The number of dead across the country is now in excess of 200. The number of dead here in Kentucky has now put at 69 in what Governor Ford has called perhaps Kentucky's most tragic day. In Indiana, there are at least 35 dead. And I'm sure that as we progress into the early morning hours, we're going to find that this toll will continue to rise. And the unusual thing about this, Milton, and I think you've had some association with weather, is the fact that the system apparently is going to be, has been with us now for something approaching 9 hours, and is still with us. There is no, apparently no end in sight. A continuous stream of severe weather warnings, of tornado warnings, has come across our weather wire for our part of the country, not necessarily for Louisville and Jefferson County specifically, but you see it for Tennessee, you see it for portions of Kentucky, and the unusual thing is that this system has not moved on as these systems usually do. It continues to spawn new storms.
When you look at the geographical spread of it, it's frightening in a way because of its magnitude. Here you have all the way spreading from Indiana and Illinois and Ohio in the north, as far south as Georgia and Alabama, and
even into Canada. There are people dead in Canada.
Let's take a call. Hello, Metz here. Yes, ma'am.
Do you have that already recorded?
Well, we just have a beep going. That's all right. Go right ahead.
This is Mrs. William Clarkson.
Yes.
And I would like some information from Lebanon, Kentucky. I know the tornado hit there, but I've been unable to get through to my parents.
I don't have anything more specific on that. All I can say is that maybe, Bob, do you have any word on Lebanon?
I did not hear the
Lebanon. Name.
No, we do not. It is very difficult to get any telephone communication with some of these areas, as you probably know if you try to get your parents.
Yes.
And we all depend on the telephone for our contact with these communities, and it is, I would imagine that the governor is using the state police shortwave radio network and similar means of communication to bypass this problem with the telephones. We just cannot give you any specific information.
I heard some from Camelsville, and I think they're, you go through Camelsville to get Lebanon, which probably makes it worse, you know, as far as getting through, but do you think there'll be? Will you be on all night?
Yes, ma'am.
The rest of the morning.
Yes, undoubtedly we'll be on all night.
Uh-huh. Well, if you get any information from there, will you put it on the?
Yes, if we have anything specific, and I would not hold out hope for you that we would have anything soon from those areas. Now, if there are people in Lebanon who would perhaps be able to get into us with some information, we'd be happy to hear from them. But the problem is that if we try to call from our newsroom around Kentucky, well, we do not get past the operator who will take our number. You get you just get the recorded message that the lines are all tied up.
I know. I've been trying for 3 hours to get you, and it's really been rough. But anyway, maybe someone will hear.
Yes.
You know, from there. There are a lot of people here from Lebanon.
Hello.
Hold on, please. We're on the line.
Okay.
So, maybe someone will call.
If we get it, maybe someone will call and you can count on it.
Have an emergency call.
Much.
All right, ma'am.
Have an emergency call.
All right, operator. Come in. What happened to that? All right. Let's backtrack a little bit. We had received word that it will be at least 7 hours before the utilities are able to restore an electric line back to the water company. Until that happens, there will be no power to give impetus to the pumping and enable us to have water. So you are asked, on the one hand, to conserve water, be calm about it, because it won't be too long in a matter of human urgency before you get water. But the other thing is that you are asked to turn off your hot water heater. And we want to go over the procedure again, because it's a simple one, and this will help protect you and your water heater. Dave Kiefer has been good enough to come in. And, Dave, you have information. Once again, would you repeat on the easy steps on turning off a water heater?
Well, Milton, we had a call from a man who thinks that we're perhaps creating undue concern about this issue. He says that, after all water heaters are designed such that the water both goes in the top and comes out the top. And if there is no pressure, the water that's in the tank is simply going to set there. It doesn't drain out or anything. It has to be pushed out. And it goes in the top and comes out the top. And if there's no pressure, the water that's in the tank is just going to remain there. And he also points out that so that if the pressure drops, he didn't perceive that there's any serious problem. He adds that if water was off for an extended period of time, that you could then turn off the hot water heater, and on virtually all hot water heaters, there's a spigot at the bottom, and you could then tap your hot water heater for a substantial amount of drinking water, which would be perfectly safe to get you through the day.
Yes, and I may have misunderstood this, but one man who called in who was associated with a plumbing company said that, and I guess it was if you were low on water or your water heater emptied out and you had an electrically heated water heater, your element could be damaged by leaving it on. And he suggested simply using the circuit breaker or disconnecting the fuse leading to that one.
Right.
And that if you had a water heater, that you merely turn it not off but to pilot.
Right.
And that would not give any undue stress to it,
yeah.
Which seems to be sensible to me. I'm not technical-minded, but we're not, obviously appreciate we're not trying to alarm anyone, but
right.
Merely to take good steps so you won't perhaps need an expensive service call or do any damage to your heating element. Glenn?
Milt, possibly some evidence of what is involved with this system that has passed through and is still passing through. We have, and for the benefit of those people in areas east of us who have joined in on our signal tonight, we have had issued a tornado watch that includes most of eastern Ohio, a portion of central Ohio, a small portion of western West Virginia, a portion of western Pennsylvania, and a portion of Lake Erie. They have issued a tornado watch, including the chance, of course, that tornadoes or severe thunderstorms could develop in those areas. You've watched weather for some time, as have I, and it, I think, is unusual to get tornado watches out in West Virginia in that mountainous region. But there is indeed one out, and those people in that area should remain on alert.
They may very well be hearing us. It is true, and oftentimes tornadoes, even as powerful as they are, beat their power out against mountains and rugged country of that kind. But this seems to be almost to defy some of the, even the erratic laws of tornadoes, unpredictable as they are. 585-2385. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Just a bit of history. I was looking through this Views of Louisville book published by the Courier Journal and Times. And it seems as though about 84 years ago, last week, March the 27th, they had a tornado in Louisville that killed 76 people.
Yes.
It said, one caption under the photograph said, cut a devastating swath from Portland to 6th Street and then moved along the Ohio and destroyed the waterworks tower. And it seems kind of ironic that they were just putting up the tower at the foot of Zorn Avenue and building a pumping station there to pump the water up to Crescent Hill before they had built the reservoir up there. And that this tornado had come along and just completely wiped it out, too.
I had known about that one, but I didn't know that how, as you say, put it so well, ironic it is that it hit again a prominent water company landmark.
Mm-hmm. It just wiped it out. And then looking through these books, these pictures here in this book, and after seeing what was on television tonight, it's, basically the same thing. I guess you've seen one tornado, you've seen them all, unless it really, kind of smacks you right in the face. If
you never think that you would see a Louisville scene that you had seen only in some other place,
yeah,
as we have seen on the screens tonight.
But it's it ripped the heck out of Main Street, and there's 15th and Chestnut, 10th and Market, 8th and Main, 9th and Main. It's just all torn up. And of course, these old pictures are with streetcars pulled by horses and people standing around among the rubble, and it makes you look. It looks kind of like a war picture, what it looks like.
I remember seeing those pictures. Thank you, sir, very much.
Right.
Bye. Good night. 585-2385. Hello.
Milton?
Yes.
You were wondering where A District was. It is on Whips Mill Road between Shelbyville and LaGrange Road.
Right. I've been informed that it's 9700 Whips Mill Road.
Right.
And for the place where volunteers is the county works at Hubbard Lane and 42.
Right. Another thing I want to ask you, you were talking about what to do with gas heaters and electric, heat in the house. What do you do? We live a quarter of a mile off the road in a farmhouse, and we have a tank of propane, and we have space heaters in here. Do you do the same thing with the space heaters, turn them on pilot?
Come on. I feel like I'm doing Jeffy's trivia here. Run that past me once again.
Okay.
Maybe I'm sure I won't have the answer, but somebody will.
Okay, you were talking about how to turn the gas furnaces down on pilot and how to do the electric ones. What do you do about space heaters that is run off of propane gas? A big tank out in the side of the yard.
I think, Milt, we should point out to her that we were talking about water heaters. Water heaters, not room heaters such as you would keep the temperature at 68 degrees.
You're not talking about a water heater, right?
No. You don't have to do anything.
No, that's all right.
Well, okay, that's the only thing I was wondering about. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hello, Metz here.
Right.
Come in, please.
I heard there was a report of a tornado in the London Corbin area and some casualties, and I wonder if I could get a confirmation on that.
I don't have any word on London Corbin. Glenn, have you?
I don't have word on those areas specifically. I have been told that Monticello, Kentucky, was hit by very high winds and that they have had some damage there, that the eastern portion of Pulaski County has had some damage from winds. Again, we go back to the communication problem. It is not one of the people in the communication area and in the telephone area not being able to cooperate with us or are not cooperating with us. It's that they cannot. Simply, the circuits are either busy or the storms, which were not selective at all today, they've hit just about every area you want to mention. And that they have eliminated the capability of communication. So we are having some difficulty in getting information from areas such as those in southeastern Kentucky, even in Frankfort.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
We got an interesting call. A gentleman called to say that the Kentucky Educational Television Network is giving some pertinent information on channels 48, 61, and 21 about damage and injuries in communities around the state. Apparently, they've got some kind of a hookup via the Frankfort authorities, so that should be helpful. Another closing, Country Day School will be closed today. We learned that the headmaster's home was destroyed this afternoon. One would hope that nobody was injured there, though we have no report on that. Byron?
Milton, about the Kentucky School for the Blind, a spokesman called to say that parents will be pleased to learn that there was no damage, the children are all safe, and we have some good friends there, so we're pleased to hear that information.